Okay, I'll just do the first letter of this. Okay.
Okay. Hello, and welcome back to the 8th episode of The Club Zone. I am your host, Haley Burrow, and I am joined by my co-host, Aiden Hatch.
And I'm Mr. Miller.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
I'm the advisor.
Aiden, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No.
Nope.
I've got nothing to say.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play a game today.
What's a game?
We are going to name a random letter and then say the first word that comes to all of our minds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like S, Sydney. Where
Snake.
Is Sydney today?
Oh, that's a good question. I think she ditched.
Sin.
Oh.
That's like, I was thinking of like Las Vegas.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little dark.
Wait, yours was Snake?
So sorry.
Snake?
Snake.
How do we feel about snakes
and sin?
I actually have a story about snakes.
Oh, that ties in.
That's biblical.
Oh, yeah, that does get biblical. Okay. Last night, I went to my sister's house, and we played the bracket game. Like online, you can look up like bracket games. Mm-hmm. It was animals versus each other. And it was a...
this is not going to end well.
Well, it was a honey bat. Like who would win in a fight?
Oh, okay.
But did they actually fight?
No, it's no, just no. It was a bracket. So you chose like a lion. You don't know what a bracket is?
Not this game.
Oh, okay. I'll give you an example.
I'm trying to visualize.
Like a lion versus a bear. And then you would debate amongst each other and you'd pick one and then you would go on, right? So it was honey badger versus mongoose. Apparently, honey badgers like hunt venomous snakes like every day.
Oh my god, but they sound so sweet.
No, they are vicious. I didn't know that. So
what's a mongoose?
A mongoose, apparently it's like 55 pounds on average.
Oh.
But it's like a mini bear. Mongoose. Mongai?
Okay, so what did you think?
Plural
form what did you think
of mongoose?
Honey goose?
No, that's honey badger.
Honey badger, my bad. I just mixed it.
You just completely mixed
no,
them up.
No, who did you say would win?
I think honey badger ended up winning just because it has more energy and a longer amount of like endurance.
I mean, because
and their skin is like super stretchy. Like they get bit by bears and all the time. But there's the way that their skin works is like it's super stretchy, so like they can like react and like attack back. Oh. And like they have a lot of weird.
And they're underrated. I did not know that.
Who do you guys think would win in a fight? You or
Haley Burrow?
Aiden
or Aiden Hatch?
This is gonna get.
I think you have to answer, since you're obviously the weaker option.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm the man here. And if we're talking like,
I don't know,
man of the household. I mean,
I think women are pretty strong. Hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
This is diving into.
Okay,
weird
so what
territory.
Do you do? What do you do? Do you work out?
Do I work out? I don't know. Do you call track working out?
How much do you bench?
Do you consider? How much do I bench?
How much do you bench?
I would say at least 3.5.
At least, at most, what do you bench?
At least 4.5.
That's like significantly less than... I don't even think they make dumbbells that wide. Wait, no, actually, they do make 2-pound two-pound dumbbells.
Exactly.
You're right, yeah.
And I bench those with ease.
Mm. I bench at least 120.
Dang.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Where do you lift?
My room.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. What do you use?
I just sometimes just like I pick things
obviously.
Up. You know,
just her bed.
I don't think that's how benching works.
Yeah, no, it's how it works.
Picking up is more deadlifting than benching.
Yeah, no, I do that too.
Okay, but you said you bench 120.
And when I deadlift, I lay on my bed and I pick things up.
That no, wait. I think you're getting them mixed up.
No.
I see.
I actually know everything.
I think I see what you're doing now.
What?
And that's not funny.
Well,
that is so not okay.
He's the advisor. Knows all.
I
knows
am
all.
Older than you guys and wiser. Don't question my knowledge.
Mm. Mm.
Mm.
Mm, okay.
Don't question my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So back to the conversation.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like, okay, well, he put the hat on. He's winning for sure now.
Oh, yeah. Step up.
Sorry.
Come on.
That's the conductor hat.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so cool.
We should do that from now on.
I don't know, like, would it affect the sound quality?
I don't think so. Mm.
We should probably get back to our game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the next?
Wait, okay, so first, Oh.
That's another S.
Again. H, horse.
Haley.
Hatch.
Wow. My last name.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking at you. Oh, so I just assumed. That's right.
Hatch. And then you said Haley.
Yeah.
Which is.
So we got two names.
Mm-hmm. Got it on your mind?
I just think Haley's really cool.
Mm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not.
No, you're all right. Haley's better. Oh, okay. I'm better. I'm better. Okay. I'm Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Haley.
You talk in third person.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It just helps me remember mm-hmm. who I am.
On the topic of horses, I want to be a horse girl or horse.
A horse girl.
Yeah.
Like
but
Gallo?
Not in a. No, 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 not in that way. Like I want a horse and want to make it my personality. Like in that way. I don't want to literally be a horse.
This is reminding me of something else from my family event last night.
Oh, you have an interesting family.
Tell us all about it.
I want to play this game.
The Renaissance Fair. I don't know where it is, but I think it's like April 6th or something.
Hmm.
They have a Renaissance Fair. And you can apply. You can apply to like help and like be a part of it. Like you can be like an ice fetcher was one option, I think. One job you could apply for.
How do you fetch ice?
That's
where do you get the ice?
Ice machine.
Mm. Yeah, and they didn't have that
refrigerator.
Back
then. Well,
straight from this the lake. Isn't the Renaissance. You know, we live
straight
in the
from
valley,
the lake, and then you have to here. Freeze it yourself.
Yeah. We actually got a whole creek full of water down there.
Oh
do
that's
we?
True.
That was trash.
Huh? No. It's
there's
like
water
crystal clear. You could drink out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Clean.
Have you ever been down there?
Central Valley things, you know.
I've just seen it. Remember when Albie took the canoe?
The canoe down that?
Ooh.
That was so funny. I actually like that's what I wanted to
what
be.
What was
I
that?
Up.
That was like bring your back bring a backpack.
Anything but a backpack.
Anything
what
but
did
a backpack
you guys bring for that?
Nothing.
I brought my
I'm boring.
My like bass guitar case.
Mm.
And it was so
I
annoying
because
it was raining heftily that day.
Oh, it was. That's right.
I brought a picnic basket.
A picnic? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's and then I didn't really put anything in it, though.
Oh.
It's like my water bottle and like some snacks. Like, it wasn't
it was
a
an
very,
actual,
it
was an
a very
actual
successful
picnic
day.
Basket. It
yeah.
was no longer your backpack.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said horse.
Yeah.
For age.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you think of a horse?
Well, because I want to be a horse girl.
That's right. We talked about that. And you want to gallop. Oh, and then that's what made me think of the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
Because you can probably cosplay as a horse if you really
wanted
to.
I don't want to be a horse.
But you
I thought
said
I made
you
this clear.
To be a horse.
Oh, like, no.
Do you remember when
girl?
She said she wanted to be a horse?
Yeah, I remember
girl?
That. Yeah.
I want to own a horse.
No.
Do you want to be the front or the back?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, if I'm going to be a horse, I'm going to be the whole thing. Why be half of it?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
You can't do that, though.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Not possible.
Yes, you can.
You
who
can't
says
be a standing
you
horse.
I did. I'm Miller.
No. Yeah, she's the advisor.
You can get on a
he's
horse.
He's the advisor of journalism.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
You have to be the front or the back, so which one?
Okay. If I have to choose the back.
The back?
I think the back legs are stronger.
The back? No, this isn't like an actual horse. We're talking about the costume.
Yeah. And in reality.
Strength doesn't matter in a cot. Like,
no.
I'm
thinking,
what are you going to do? Kick people?
I'm thinking of
for
an
real?
Actual horse here.
That's so.
I'm thinking of an actual horse.
Not on theme.
And an actual horse, the back legs might be stronger.
That's not on theme.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, I feel stupid. I'm done.
Next letter.
Next letter.
Okay. I'm in charge of the letters. Okay. That's another H, and it's hate, which is
ooh.
What I'm feeling at this moment.
That's actually.
And I
hate.
Another H, which is haircut.
That
which I probably need, yeah. G.
Go.
Green.
No
you're
words
doing
came
something
to mind.
To the mic.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't use
you
words.
You can't touch
G.
The little bottom part. I'm the host. I should have let you know.
Goat.
Goat.
Did you know
that plays
that
into sin from earlier?
Yoga with
goat
goats?
Yoga. Oh my gosh, that is.
Oh my
a thing.
God, I did
and
see
they
that.
Climb,
that.
They
goat
climb
yoga.
On you. Yeah, they climb on you, and it's like supposed to be really well, relieving, but it's weird.
Seems very, very, very
stressful.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it seems stressful.
Wouldn't
I
it cause
really
stress?
Want to do that.
I mean,
you
that thing
to?
Is crawling
yeah.
on you. Like,
what if it poops on
like
you?
A spider.
Showers exist.
Mm.
But
there's
the
no
point,
rubbing that off.
The point of yoga is to you. Relax you, right? So if you have a goat pooping on you, yeah, you can clean it off, but that's not relaxing.
Well, you know what? I actually stepped right? in cow poop a few weeks ago.
Dude. And how did you feel? Did you feel relaxed?
Well, my friend Jackie, shout out Jackie. Oh, I'm so sorry.
She was on.
She got a baby wipe and wiped it off my foot for me.
Why did she just?
It was very sweet.
Was it barefoot?
She just carries them around.
Oh, I keep baby wipes in my okay. That was barefoot.
It was.
Why were you? Where were you?
I'm not giving you the context of the situation.
How were you
in cow poop? Barefoot.
Actually, my daughter Abby was there too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
We were having a picnic.
Shout out Abby.
Shout out Abby.
Why were you barefoot?
I just didn't want to wear my shoes. It was like a picnic afternoon.
But outside that, aren't there like bristles?
I went on a hike once. Like,
no, I was at Rocky Mountain Grass. Mm-hmm. Barefoot?
Yeah. Three Rivers. Sky Trail. I did it barefoot.
Oh.
And I did have an encounter with a cow, but I did not step in its manure.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
We're on G. I don't think I ever said anything. I think I said,
you said go,
go because I looked at her phone.
Yeah, you can. Why are you looking? You can't be looking. I have to say the letter.
Sorry. Yeah, don't look.
Sorry, that's my
okay. Problem. One more time. R, not one more time.
R, red.
Racing.
Because you do responsibility.
Wow, how very studious of you to say.
I'm an intellect.
How are you responsible?
No, we should keep it silent for a little longer.
Okay.
You guys are making me uncomfortable.
Miller doesn't get uncomfortable.
No.
Miller creates.
How would you know? I am Miller.
That's true.
I know you.
Yeah. She's been your student for 4 years. This is her fourth year.
It's been a while.
That's funny. I don't really remember that.
Oh, okay. Clearly I haven't made my mark. What?
I'm just kidding.
Now I feel uncomfortable.
Don't tell it.
Oh my gosh, is lunch already over? I'm so screwed.
It's 106.
You can't say that.
I'm so done for. I'll bleep that out.
Shout out to screwed? Mr. Carrillo. Don't get him in trouble.
Shout out to Mr. Carrillo.
Oh my gosh. This is not going to end well for me.
Where's Kylan?
He's at the thing. He's getting dressed right now. Okay, for context.
Be significantly late.
The Ranger Choir men are singing Rosa Sonora with the Sequoia Symphony Choir. Sequoia Symphony. It's Saturday, this Saturday. However, we're supposed to dress up like cowboys. And so we were supposed to get fitted for clothing today. Oh. Like right now, during lunch.
Well,
and I'm not there because I'm here.
Well, we appreciate your
All you can do now is ask if you're going to get in trouble.
Am I going to get in trouble?
Okay.
Oh. It doesn't.
I got you.
Yeah, could you read it?
It says, maybe.
It landed on the point.
Not likely.
Oh, heck yeah.
You're fine.
I might as well just not go then.
Yeah.
At all. Okay. That's it?
Oh, no. I just like this.
That should signify the ending.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do have to wrap it up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the host and I decide.
Yeah, and he does have to leave.
So you have to do.
I do have to go like 5 minutes.
You have to do the outro and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Like that.
Thank you for watching the Club Zone episode 8. To see similar content, visit our website, www.redwoodgigantia.com, or you can check out your YouTube page, which you're probably watching right now, because this is a podcast, and the podcasts do go on the YouTube page.
Right.
So check them out, where we make it big, do it right, and give it class. Stay tuned for next week.